The story goes that they were on a farm in Milford, and one of their friendly natives came and said, "There's trouble. You got to get out of here." So they started packing their stuff up, headed off the farmyard, heading into Nuam. And from around the haystack, is the way the story goes, that I was told, it came a warrior in paint and attacked with a tomahawk. My great-grandfather leveled his double barrel, pulled both triggers, nothing happened. He turned the weapon and used it as a club to defend himself. Took off. Great-grandmother fell out of the off the wagon. Supposedly the wagon drove over her. They stopped long enough to throw her into the back of the wagon and headed off to town. Supposedly, the story has it that great-grandfather helped defend the city, starting with his own homestead a little bit, yes. All of that story just kind of was a story until I had taken, my aunt had taken the gun to have it repaired, at least put back into a semblance of a real weapon. It kept moving closer and closer to the back door of this gun repair shop. When it was leaning against the back door, kind of taped together, she said, "I think I'll take it home with me." And she brought it here to Nuam. There is a wood carver who said, "I can repair it just enough that it will stay together and it will look like a real weapon. I'm not going to damage it by removing all the finish and everything." He called one day and he said, "It's all ready to go." So my wife and I drove down to pick it up. He came out of his workshop white as a ghost. He said, "I thought I would check to see if there was anything, you know, just run a cleaning rod through the barrel." Cleaning rod got stuck. He rebroke the weapon because it was full of black powder. So that tells me that one, at least one part of the story is correct, that the gun didn't fire. Just recently, I took the weapon down to the Brown County Historical Society, and one of the gals that works there, I think her husband does too part-time, came to look at it, and he took the little pretend tamping rod, and he ran it down one barrel and it went all the way to the bottom. He ran it down the next barrel and it stuck that far out of the barrel. There's still black powder in the other chamber. So that lends credence to the fact that both did not go off.